I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's been a tough couple of weeks for millions of people around the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. This week, it's Irma and the Mexican earthquake. Last week, Harvey, flooding Texas and Louisiana. My colleague Monica Campbell is in Houston this week, speaking with people there in the aftermath of Harvey and producing a documentary for our partners at the BBC World Service. She's been looking specifically at Harvey's impact on undocumented immigrants and following one family in particular from Guatemala. Tell me about this family you met down in Houston.
Well, I met them a few days ago on Wednesday, and the floodwaters had just receded, so they're able to go back into their apartment. And I met Sylvia, who's the mom. She's a house cleaner from Guatemala, and she has four kids. Three of them are U.S. citizens born here. And I talked a lot to Joshua, her son. He's 11 and just this super sweet kid. He was bouncing around the neighborhood with his friends, and he was acting like a translator when I was talking to his mom. And so I met up with them at this apartment complex in Southwest Houston, and the place was just devastated. It still is. And all the ground floor apartments, hundreds of them, were underwater just days ago. And now families are back and they're sleeping on the floors, and the floors are even still wet. You know, they're damp with that humidity. They're just sort of bubbling up. But there they are. Wow. They're sticking around.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah. So I went to their apartment and I walked in there, and the smell is really heavy and mold is already forming. And this little kid, Joshua, you know, he's showing me around.
You can see right here that everything, the water...
And they lost most of their clothing, their food, and like I said, they're staying put. They're all sleeping, all of them, on one inflatable mattress. And I asked the mom, Sylvia, why weren't they getting more help?
So have you been to the convention center? Have you been to where they're offering help?
No. No, we haven't got there. No, we haven't got there. We just stayed in these apartments.
And so what will you do?
No, no sé. No tengo idea. She doesn't know. She has no idea what to do.
Esa es camisa de donación y ni siquiera esperado que la lave porque no se quedó sin ropa. Se puso la camisa.
This is a shirt.
The shirt your brother's wearing, it was donated.
Donation? Yeah, donation. Like, he don't got them a shirt, so she didn't, like, wait that he's going to put this shirt on.
You don't want him to get it dirty because it's his only shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that really got to me because they just have the shirts on their back. And
literally.
Yeah, literally. And there's a huge shelter not far away with enormous piles of clothing and food donations.
Why didn't they go to one of the shelters?
Well, I asked Sylvia about that, and she's undocumented. And when you drive up to the main shelter, there's security at the entrance, and that's understandable, but it's intimidating. It's, you know, there's cops patrolling, the Department of Homeland Security. So she's really torn. You know, does she go get help, have her kids who are U.S. citizens, they can get FEMA relief, probably. Or does she steer clear because she's undocumented and is afraid of getting deported? And the little kid, Joshua, I mean, he gets all this because his dad was deported.
It's really scary for someone that doesn't have papers. It's not that easy. Like last time, like, they arrested my father. She, like, scared that that's going to be happening to her and she's going to lose all of us.
I mean, those challenges, Monica, about safe places with the government cracking down on immigrants, I mean, those were questions before the storm. I mean, especially in Texas, it seems Harvey is just making these questions even more urgent.
Right. It's bringing all these questions to the fore, making them really urgent. And for someone like Sylvia, facing this massive recovery, she's weighing everything right now. It just feels like, you know, it could go either way. And I was wondering, you know, how is she weighing her options? How does she see them?
Do you ever think about going back to Guatemala?
Sí y no. Sí, porque allá se me acabaría el miedo. She says yes, because she's not going to be more frightened. She's, like, frightened, but over there she's not going to be frightened, so she wouldn't have scared of immigration, and she could drive freely. No, because, like, since I'm going upper grades, I'm going to higher grades, because if she goes leaves, I lose all my grades, and I can't afford college and all that.
You'll lose out on your school here.
Yeah, I lose out all my studies. Like, I like electronics a lot, and because I like building things,
Mostly I like building things. She's like doing this for me so I can be an engineer.
A week of uncertainty for undocumented people in the U.S., Monica. So now this uncertain future after Hurricane Harvey down in Houston, what are Sylvia's family's options?
Well, she can stay and rebuild slowly and keep her kids in school in the United States. I think that's what she wants, but it feels really tenuous. So much is going to depend on the help of her neighbors, her friends, church. And a lot of immigrant groups I talked to said that they were trying to raise cash for families like Sylvia's, kind of understanding how being undocumented during a time like this can really create some divisions and make things tough for immigrant families. But the needs are really big, and a lot of this just falls straight on Sylvia's shoulders.
You're leaving Houston pretty soon, Monica, and I know you spoke with a lot of other families. What's your takeaway after your reporting there this week?
You know, everyone's really quick to tell me about Houston's resilience, how it's one of the most diverse cities in the country, and how you're seeing a lot of communities come together during this hour of need. And that's true. And I saw a lot of evidence of that. But before this storm, Houston was struggling with questions about prejudice, poverty, and immigration. And Harvey's just made those questions a lot more urgent. And I'm going to be thinking a lot about the families that I met here when I go back home today.
Monica, thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.
The World's Monica Campbell in Houston. She's the editor of our Global Nation desk. You can hear her documentary, Seeking Refuge in Houston, on the BBC World Service this weekend. Find it on Sirius XM Digital Radio, or if you don't have that, you must try the very cool BBC iPlayer app. Go to your app store and look for the pink icon that says BBC iPlayer. It's free. It's super easy to use. And you can hear not just the World Service, but all BBC radio content. Check it out.